everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Oi with a Terror Already. I'm one of your hosts, Sandra.
I'm your other host, Danielle.
We are back after, well, for us, a short break, but for you guys, not so much.
Well, you did take a kind of break. You went to Florida.
I did, and it was great. I got to see my grandparents. I got to go to the beach, which was super hot, go to the pool, like, go around and do a bunch of touristy stuff, ate a lot of great food, and was treated like an only child. It was amazing.
Like, showered with affection? Yep. Like, the good things of being an only child, I'm yes. assuming.
Yes, the good things. The good things of being treated like an only child. The affection, yeah. The let's do whatever you want to do. And I got to eat so much good food and so much good fish that you just cannot get up here. So it was good. And I went to Hooters. So that was always, that's an adventure. I've been to Hooters in years.
With your grandparents?
Yes.
What?
Yeah. They love to go there. They love the, like, there's a really good special that you can get that's, like, wings and a beer.
Oh, my God.
For, like, $10. And they enjoy it. So, yeah. But in Hooters' defense, I did have a very good fish sandwich. So, it worked out for me.
I've never been to one.
They're fun.
Wow.
I don't know. My grandparents did take a lot of photos, so...
Why do your grandparents like it? It's just like a tradition thing or something?
No, they like it because the one we went to is located at this tourist place called John's Pass, where they have a lot of like shops and they do a lot of like dolphin tours and stuff that you can like pay for, and it starts there. And they have like a lot of different like places to eat too. And one of them just happened to be Hooters. And honestly, we were really like getting overheated and getting thirsty.
Oh, I thought this was like a specific trip where they're like, we have to go. Okay.
Nope. This was my grandma did mention how she would like to go to Hooters because she likes their wings.
Oh.
Which that's what they're known for. They're known for their wings.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding food anyway. And so we just happened to like be near one. And so we went and it was good.
Oh.
Because we got to, you know, cool off and eat and enjoy, like, and it was a really pretty view too because it's a view of the ocean, and I mean, like, there are fishing boats like right there, like you can't get any more fresh fish if you tried.
So
that was really fun. What else did we do? Mostly we went to the beach. No, we went to the beach for like a little bit, but it was really hot, so we didn't stay very long. Mostly we went to the pool, which was great. So, and I played bingo, which was fun and terrifying because they are very competitive.
I think I saw that photo you put on Instagram. Okay.
Well, if you look at the other photo of just my grandparents, and I think they're holding beers, that was at Hooters.
Ooh.
So.
That's so funny. Oh, my God. That's great.
That's great. I was actually really surprised because I'm like, I think the last Hooters I went to was like in New York City when I was like 12. And I went with my family and it was not that great. Like, the food was
the last
not very good.
I went to. That's. I wish.
I was 12.
I could say that. Why have I never known this about you?
I don't know. I'm sure I told you at some point that I've been to the Hooters that's like near Carnegie Hall. I think it's still there. I don't know if it's still there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I went there with family and it was very awkward because I was with my parents and my sister, and my sister loved it, and my parents were like, why are we here?
Wow.
So this trip was much better.
I don't know what to say.
So I can say my oi while you're processing the fact that I've been to Hooters multiple times.
Sure.
Well, I guess my oo is I started my new job this week, so yay! So that's been going well. Hopefully it stays going well and we'll see how it goes.
Yay.
So my oi is, it happened when I was trying to get on the plane and going through security for flying back home. Unfortunately, a woman behind me apparently was about to miss her flight. And she was very, very like Speedy Gonzales and like, we need to go. But unfortunately, because I was in the TSA line, I didn't really know what I needed to, like, take out because I guess it's different from Boston to Florida. So they told me different things, and I was just like, okay. So I was trying to, like, not go too slow, but, like, slow enough to make sure I had everything out of my pockets and everything. And this woman behind me just kept being like, can you go faster? Can you go faster? Like, I'm about to miss my flight. Ugh. And then she was talking to the TSA guy, and he was like, do you mind if this woman cuts? And I was like, no, sir. No, sir. Go. So, yeah, that was really annoying just because I'm like, if you're going to miss, like, how did you almost miss your flight? But I'm also the freak that's there, like, 3 hours before my flight takes off just because I'm like, I don't trust airports anymore. So, there's that. So, that was another laundry saga because apparently that is what I talk about on this.
When you were doing an oi from an airport, I thought it was going to be much worse or, like...
No, nothing.
Like, well, someone acting like a, like... jerk on a plane or something. Or...
Well, actually, now that you mention it, so I had the aisle seat both down, and I had it for the way back up. And this girl next to me, she was probably like 16, 17. She was like, do you mind if we, she was going to be in the middle. And she's like, do you mind if we sit, if we switch? Because I get up to, you know, to go to the bathroom a lot, and I don't want to bother you. And I was like, okay, I don't care, whatever.
Switch with me or I'll bother you, basically.
Basically. And then we switched, and I don't know, I didn't mind being in the middle. Like, I had a nice guy next to me. Like, he was fine. I was fine. And then she's next to me. She falls asleep, but she only got up once. And I was like, what was that about you getting up multiple times on a 3-hour flight?
Is aisle your, like, preferred seat?
I mean, I guess so. Aisle or the window.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those are what I usually go for. I don't really love being in the middle just because you don't know who you're going to be in between. But, I mean, she was, like, she seemed, like, genuine and stuff. But I was also just, like, I think I got duped. So...
I know. Like, was she, like, all stretched out? Because you kind of get some more leg space when you're...
Yeah, she was a little bit... She was sleeping. You. So, next time, if anybody says, like, oh, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom a lot, I'm just going to be like, well, I get airsick and I need to be near the restroom, so...
Yeah, because if you know you're going to probably fall asleep, you don't need the aisle seat to get up to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense.
So next time I might just be like, I get air sick, so I need to be near the bathroom. Sorry.
I know. I feel like I would probably do the same thing if someone asked me. I'd be like, yeah, sure. Like,
but at the same time, I was like, I'm not, like, it's not that, it's a seat.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I'm by myself. I'm like, but I'm also just like, did she lie to me? I'm not sure.
Then you, like, track her down and it's like your life mission to find out.
Yeah, so there's that. So, yeah, I guess that was my other airplane oi. And then with the laundry, because I texted you on, like, Friday? Saturday when I did laundry. Because I went down, put it in, it was fine. There was clothes in the dryer, whatever. I go back down, it's, like, 40 minutes later. Clothes are still in the dryer, so I give it, like, an extra 10. And then I was like, you know what? Screw it. So I came back up to my apartment, grabbed a garbage bag, and put all of their clothes, and they were guys' clothes too, on top of a table that we have, on top of the garbage bags. They were still clean, and then I threw mine in, and then I texted you, am I the asshole for doing this? And you were like, no. Because if it's there, like, an extra 50 minutes, like, no.
Wow, why does this keep happening?
Because I have one washer and dryer in my apartment building. That is why this keeps happening. So, yeah. But if you guys think I'm the asshole, let us know. Because I'm honestly not sure.
This could be our new segment. Am I the asshole?
Seriously, Reddit, am I the asshole? That is the question. I don't think I am because I gave them an extra, like, 10, 15 minutes and they didn't come. And then when I went back down... They had taken their laundry, so they didn't, you know, try to get back at me, which is good. So, but also at the same time, set an alarm for your laundry and come and get it.
How long was it in there? There for total, like an hour, you said?
Probably, because when I put my laundry in, it had about 10 minutes left on the machine. And then mine took about a half an hour, and then I gave it an extra 10 minutes. So I gave them like a half an hour or so. To come and get it, and they didn't. So, I don't know. But they didn't retaliate, so yay.
Trying to think of what I wanted. I don't know. Before, I was just thinking of, like, saying I'll skip this week.
You can if you want to.
I mean, I guess I'll do a kind of short oi or ooh more than oi. So over the weekend, we went to, like, multiple family gathering type things. And on Dave's side, like,
okay, I was an engagement gonna be like...
party.
Oh, that's fun.
And his cousin, they got engaged. I'm not even sure. I think last year they got engaged. Their wedding's next year. So there was an engagement party, and then the next day we had, like, a seafood family cookout type thing.
Fun.
And his cousin, Michaela, was there, and she was kind of, like, going around at the party, like, everyone telling them about our podcast and, like, hyping us up and everything, and it was really funny.
Oh, God.
So I was like, aw, that's nice of you. Like, she gave me a recommendation for a topic that I have to do at some point, but I might be saving it for Halloween.
Didn't
you
do? I think
it's a classic.
Was this the Michaela you did a shout out for, like, way back when she, like, gave you an idea and you were like, this is
probably
from Michaela? Okay. Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Yeah. There is a, I have a friend named Michaela, mm-hmm. and then, yeah, they're spelled differently, but I guess that doesn't matter on an audio format.
No.
So whenever, like, I say they're, whenever I'm talking about them, I, like, picture the spelling in my head. But yeah, so yeah, I don't think my friend listens to this. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I know this friend. I don't think she does either.
Although she actually gave me an idea once, but it's a very well-known case that happened very recently. Mm. And there's so much info coming out about it that, like, it would be cool to do, but it's still, I think, technically developing still. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, she actually did tell me about another, like, pretty good one that maybe I'll do in the future. But that actually might be a two-parter probably as well. I feel like there's a lot of info. Yeah. But yeah, so that was kind of funny. So we have a hype person.
Yay. But also, like, terrifying. All right. So I am going first. So I did not send you a hint because I could not send you a hint without giving away the whole story.
You can just, like, send me riddles instead of pictures because you aren't sending me any.
Yeah, next time. Well, I figured out what I could have sent you after we started. So there's that. So I actually, weirdly enough, I think I found this on Facebook because there's a group that I follow called they're a fan group for another podcast that does, like, folklore and ghost stories, and I've mentioned it before, but if those who are interested, it's called Real Life Ghost Stories, and it's been around for a few years. So I saw this on their Facebook fan group page, and I was curious about it because I'd never heard of it. So it's essentially one story, but it's also a part of a bigger, I guess, a bigger story. So the specific story that I saw on Facebook that I researched a little bit more is the legend of Marjorie McComb. And I don't know if you've heard of that, but essentially it happened back in, excuse my pronunciation, Lurgan in Ireland. So the story starts out with Marjorie McComb, who it turns out is wed to a doctor, and they actually lived in Church Place, Lurgan County, Armagh in Ireland, and by accounts of the people at the time, this couple was very happy. But unfortunately, when Marjorie fell ill, her husband, who was named John, was beside himself with worry because many illnesses back in, you know, the 1700s were considered minor today, could have been fatal back then, and they also had the great fever that was going around. Unfortunately, Marjorie did succumb to her bout of fever, and she was buried in Shankill Church of Ireland Cemetery, which is not far from her home and church place. Because the fear of the fever was spreading, she had a hasty burial, and basically, she accidentally became the most famous woman in Lurgan and is still talked about today, and this is due because of her wedding ring that she was wearing. when she was buried, and many of the mourners tried in vain to essentially get the ring off of her finger because they may have anticipated the possibility of grave robbers or that would desecrate her resting place in order to steal the ring, and just because it was very valuable and it was her wedding ring. But due to her swollen fingers, nobody was able to remove it, including her husband. So they decided just to bury her with the ring. And apparently news of this treasure was leaked out. And essentially a few grave robbers saw this as an opportunity. So pretty much after the wake, which was traditionally an attempt to avoid premature burial, as the family of the deceased would sit and watch over the body for a few days to see if the person awakened, Marjorie was just pretty much buried very quickly. And that evening, before essentially the soil had even had time to settle on her coffin, grave robbers paid a visit. They were working under the cover of darkness, and they were pretty much able to open her coffin. But true to the rumor, the ring that was still on her finger was still not coming off, which they attempted to take it off. And then, being grave robbers, they decided that they would just essentially try to cut her finger off to take the ring. So that's where they ran into a little bit of trouble. Because as soon as blood was drawn from Marjorie's hand, she essentially came to and was revived from her coma-like state, or her swoon-like state that she had fallen into. She supposedly sat bolt upright, her eyes were wide, and she wailed like a banshee. Then there are stories that the grave robbers may have, I guess one of them may have dropped dead on the spot from fright, and then the others ran off for their lives and they never resumed that occupation, but pretty certain that they would have not forgotten that little misadventure. She essentially helped herself out of the ground and she stumbled a short distance to her home because she was buried near her home. So while at home, her husband was sitting with their children and their relatives, and essentially they were just toasting her. They were probably telling stories of the lake, and there was a rap at the door, and it was I guess she knocked on the door 3 times, and John, her husband, who still racked with grief, explained, and I quote, "If your mother was still alive, I'd swear that was her knock," end quote. Sure enough, when opening the door, there she was, just standing there dressed in her burial clothes. She was dripping, you know, from her bloody finger, but she was alive. And unfortunately, John's response was, I guess, that he just kind of fell down dead, supposedly. He basically just fell down dead on the floor. So supposedly he was buried in that same plot that Marjorie was originally going to be buried in and recently vacated. It turns out that Marjorie went on to remarry and she had several children, although it was rumored that she later may have left the grave pregnant by an unspecified suitor, but that's just a rumor. They'd never actually found anything about it. When she finally did die, she was returned to the Shankill graveyard, and to this day, her grave still stands there, and it does bear the inscription, "Lived once, buried twice." She's still remembered by the townspeople of Lurgan today, and it's said that on occasion she can be seen wandering Shankill Cemetery, perhaps looking for those who wronged her. So that is the story that I found, but it is a part of something a little bit bigger. And this other thing that it's a part of is called The Lady with the Ring. And it is essentially that same story about a premature burial from European folklore, where there are versions that were popular throughout Europe in the 14th through 19th centuries. They do essentially feature the same exact thing, mentioning a grave robber, premature burial. There are many variations where the grave robber instantly dies of fright after the woman awakens. The woman walks a considerable distance from her burial to her home. That the person who refuses entry to the woman tells the woman that it would be impossible for her to return from the dead, and then immediately sees them and I guess like just refuses them entry or just thinks that they're a ghost. That the woman lives for many more years and gives birth to numerous children, and the woman's husband dies of fright upon seeing her. So these versions have actually been very popular in Germany, the Netherlands, France, Scandinavia, Italy, England, Scotland, and Ireland, as well as over here in Nova Scotia, Canada, and Lunenburg. The most famous version from Germany is the story of Cologne, where the woman had been popularly identified as Richmondis von Ogdocht, the wife of Meneges von Ogdocht, and the incident was said to have occurred during the Black Death, which was back in 1357. Other versions claim that it occurred later in the 16th century, and essentially, according to legends, I guess a version about that. And then in 1920, an ethnologist determined that there was 19 cities in Germany that claimed to have the version of the Lady of the Ring to include in Hamburg, Lübeck, and Dresden, and Freiburg. Back in England, there's an 18th century England where a woman told the story identified as Emma Edgecombe, who was the Countess Mount Edgecombe, wife of George Edgecombe, 1st Earl of Mount Edgecombe. However, the century before, Emma's ancestors, Lady Anne Edgecombe, was commonly identified as the woman in England, and numerous other ladies with the ring had been identified as well. And then there's another version in Scotland, identified for Marjorie Elphinstone, and then sometimes Margaret Halcrow Erkstein, and then the story that I just told in Ireland. So I found this kind of interesting because the fact that she obviously did exist. She has a headstone, and she does have that quote on her headstone, lived once, buried twice. So there is a chance that it was real, but the fact that it's also can be known as the story of Lady with the Ring and how that is featured pretty much all over the world. So I just thought it was a very interesting thing to have the two connected.
I also never knew what the meaning behind wake was, having a wake, until you said that.
You didn't know that?
No, I just thought it was like a, I don't know, a Christian thing.
I mean, yeah, it kind of is, especially like an, it's a Catholic thing, really, okay, to have the wake. Some Christians, like, you can choose to have it or not, but it's more common, I think, in the Catholic religion, I think. Because, yeah, well, what ceremonies do you guys have for Jewish traditions?
So there's something, I mean, it's not like you don't see the person. There's something where you basically are supposed to sit in silence for a while, sitting Shiva.
Yep,
you cover the mirrors. You're not supposed to be able to see your reflection. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to basically just go to someone's house and sit. For a while, yeah. And there's supposed to be a certain amount, like number of mourners or something.
Interesting.
But yeah.
But well, I'm glad that you now know why it's called a wake. That's good.
Yeah, I guess.
So, because that is very like Irish, especially Irish Catholic. Like that is what they do, what they're supposed to do. So,
I also got a vibe that was probably somewhere in the country. Mm-hmm. From like how it was like kind of the story of like, yeah, she was dead, but maybe she wasn't dead. And then anyone who saw her just died immediately. And
yeah.
I almost got a feeling like they were like very superstitious, probably.
Yeah, I think it is, but I don't, unfortunately, just with how illnesses were and are, yeah. I think we're very lucky today that like if we bury somebody, like, there's a very, 100% chance usually that they're dead. They're not going to come back. But unfortunately, oh, yeah, back then, like, that was a case. And that's why we have, like, the bell in the grave, which I think I've mentioned in previous episodes. So in case they did wake up, they could ring the bell. So, I mean, I kind of feel like I have to believe it just because her grave marker does say, like, that lived once, buried twice. So it's kind of like, why? And it is a real grave that you can go and visit.
So she may be real, or she is for sure real?
I think from what I could find, she was for sure real. Because of the evidence that they have, they were able to, she has her grave, she has a grave marker. There is the legend, the stories that have been told down about her. And she's still quite famous in her town. And people still talk about it. So I do think that she was real. I just don't know, like, if the other story, the other places I mentioned were a similar story like that occurred, in Germany or in England or in Scotland. But I do believe for a fact that she was real. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I am very curious about yours because I want to know who it is. Because I was close.
So there are some topics I do that I feel like actually bother me. Like, I think that's one of the reasons why, like, we were supposed to record this yesterday, and I was like, can we just do tomorrow? Which I'm like, why do I do this? Because then I have less time to edit. But then at the time, I'm like, but I'm relaxing.
Yes.
But then, like, now I'm like, why did I do this? But it's fine. But it's fine. So, I am working from home tomorrow. It's fine. But yeah, so sometimes I do topics where I'm like, I just feel so uncomfortable, and I'm like, I don't know, get annoyed or angry at whatever I'm writing about, and this is definitely one of those times. So it's slightly different than my other topics, but obviously is true crime related and involves murder.
Okay.
So this is, you may have heard of this. I sent you a hint of basically an angsty looking teenager staring at a window.
Yeah, it looks like Kurt Cobain. So that was my guess. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. But
also, so there are multiple people like mentioned in this story. And yeah, it was like 90s. And the theme was, okay, it's, there are different kinds of metal, black metal. Originally, I wrote heavy metal, but then Dave's like, no, there's a difference. So this is like, I thought it was interchangeable, heavy metal, black metal, but apparently black metal's even like heavier, I guess, than heavy, sounds like. But when I was looking up photos of these members, they honestly looked like Dave when he was like a teenager, like very skinny, a lot of like black t-shirts with graphics, and he was actually like a drummer in a band too. Oh, and, like, long hair. Yeah, so that was kind of a common theme.
Wait, Dave was a drummer in a band?
Yeah, we still have a drum kit downstairs that hasn't been assembled. Like, we have his old drum kit.
Okay, that's good to know. I can see that, kind of.
But he said it's so loud that basically if he, like, plays at our house, like, all our neighbors are going to hear it, even if it's the basement. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know about that, but I told him we could put some insulating stuff on the walls, but
yeah,
I don't know if he's gonna do it. But yeah, so a lot of like angst, basically. So I'm not a fan of like heavy metal or black metal music, really. But I heard about this topic a while ago, and I just, like, thought it was pretty intriguing because it kind of goes beyond just murder. It involves, like, religion or anti-religion. It takes place in Norway, for one thing. And also just, like, people trying to go against, like, society and stuff and, like, angst. But, like, Norwegian angst. Oh, and then also paganism stuff and Viking stuff is mentioned. And also Lord of the Rings.
Okay, you had me to, like, the Vikings. And then it just, like, alright.
So a film came out recently called Lord of Chaos that was about this topic. The Norway Black Metal Murders. So it's the early 90s in Norway. The black metal scene exploded, and in a similar fashion that with rock music in the U.S., there was an immediate connection with satanic cults. But this seemed actually real, unlike in the U.S. where, like, parents were accusing bands with, like I don't know, singing about the devil, and that's why their kids went crazy. But this was actually for real with Norwegian black metal, apparently. So it starts with a band called Mayhem. There are so many Norwegian names in this that are hard to say, so I'm probably going to mess this up. There are so many names.
Is there, just before you go further, like a trigger warning or anything that needs to be?
It does get pretty violent, like... Basically, there's self-harm mentioned, there's, like, suicide mentioned, violence. Yeah, that's mainly it.
Okay.
Okay. So Rune Erickson. Oh, also all these people had like aliases. They had names and then they had their special like musician names. So this guy, Rune Erickson, was known as Blasphemer, joined the group in 1994. This was after their guitarist, Øystein Aareseth, or Euronymous, was murdered by former Mayhem bassist Varg Vikernes, known as Count Grishnok. I guess that's a Lord of the Rings reference. He was the name of an orc.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's my only Lord of the Rings reference in any of my stories so far. 3 years before that, their singer Pelle Olin, known as Dead, killed himself. Understandably, Rune has moved on. The Lord of Chaos film directed by Jonas Åkerlund showed dramatic scenes between Aareseth and Vikernes. The audience had such a visceral reaction one man vomited and a woman fainted and they had to call an ambulance to the film. The director was a drummer in the Swedish band Bathory in 1983 to 1984. So apparently they were a significant influence on the Norwegian black metal scene. The band's singer, Kvorthen, had a raspy wailing sound that went along with satanic lyrics. Thus, Mayhem was formed in 1984 in Oslo. The Norwegian black metal scene sounded off against religion. The foundations of the music genre was built on paganism and communism. Here's a quote from the founder of the band, Campfire. Quote, "Christianity never suited Norway. It never belonged here. The black metal scene reacted to that. We needed to have something to be opposite to," end quote. Erickson says he was never political, but always kind of a lone wolf. Norwegians are an introverted kind of people. The starkness and coldness of Norway itself is embedded in the bones of Norwegian black metal. Mayhem was very vocal about their satanic tendencies. Their music matched their ideals by using wails and other unnerving sounding noises. And I said, this makes me think of the theme song, because I haven't mentioned American Horror Story in a while. Sandra's nodding gleefully and giving me a thumbs up.
Yeah, sure.
She's like shaking her head and looks very disappointed.
I'm not disappointed. I feel like I just need to have like a shot whenever you say American Horror Story.
Didn't you know that was the point?
No. I mean, I brought up Harry Potter last time, so I can't say anything.
I feel like it's been at least a few episodes.
It has.
But American Horror Story, and because you said that, I'm going to mention another one, and American Horror Stories, because there are two different shows.
There are two?
Yeah, American Horror Stories. It's like not an anthology or whatever, like every episode or two episodes is a different story, but it's still the same like horror scary genre. We're on season 2, I think, now, and it's actually really good. I like it more than the first season. I was going to tell you this. The episode or one of the episodes we saw recently was all about Bloody Mary. I think it was season 2, episode 5. But I would not watch it, like, when it's dark out, because it's pretty creepy. But I was watching it, and I was like, I feel like Sandra would like this, I think.
Maybe. So. Yeah, I just have to watch it during the day. It just wouldn't be too hard.
It's definitely, like, a different take on, like, the classic tale, which I thought was, like, interesting. But, so yeah, I recommend that. For anyone who's seen American Horror Story, they have this really creepy, I always skip through it because I hate it. They have this really creepy sounding, like, theme song. or intro, I guess. And it basically just sounds like grinding metal or something. It's like very unpleasant to the ear. Like, it sounds like something that should not be. It just like bothers me, like kind of gives you like goosebumps or whatever, like that type. So when I was like reading the description for black metal music, it made me think of that, like just something you don't want to listen to, and people like make it intentionally to bother you because that's supposed to be the vibe of American Horror Story. Like, you're supposed to be like uncomfortable, I guess, and that's how that music makes me feel. So I guess this guy wanted a lot of like unnerving sounding noises in his album. So he also specifically requested to have the worst microphone available to use so it can sound even worse. For anyone interested in Dark Throne's album, it is called Transylvanian Junger, or Younger. It has been described as sounding alien. It's supposed to sound like angry chanting someone would hear while hanging out in a snowy Scandinavian forest. There was an overall demonic vibe with Norwegian black metal music. So now let's jump to 1991, when Pelle Olin arrives in Norway. He wanted to be the new singer for Mayhem. He sent a cassette to their P.O. box to entice them that had a dead mouse attached to a cross. So he was the one who was, apparently he started the, or made their like dark vibe even darker after he joined. So he, and then this actually made me think of Jared Leto. After joining the band, he would wear face paint on stage. He'd purposefully get his clothes all dirty by like burying them outside for a long time and then taking them out of the hole and then wearing them because he liked that they were all gross looking. And then he would bring a dead crow to rehearsal. So this reminded me of Jared Leto because I don't know if anyone knows the crazy stories of him being like either an amazing method actor or like a sociopath. Because when he's on film sets, he'll like do these crazy pranks to other actors, not like fun, like jovial pranks. Like, I think I heard he sent Margot Robbie some kind of dead animal, like when they were filming Suicide Squad. Like, he would do stuff like that. That seems insane. And I also recently learned he may or may not be the like founder of a cult. So I have my doubts about him. He also doesn't age.
It's funny you bring him up because, so I listened to this other podcast called Sounds Like a Cult, where they discuss like something culty every week. And one thing they have talked about is Jared Leto and like whether or not he is culty. And the consensus is like, yeah, he is. But don't come at us for this, please.
I mean, I started recently, I guess this could have been my ooh. Recently, I've been getting into like these like videos on YouTube where they basically talk about like Hollywood scandals and specifically, I don't know, like influencer scandals. I don't even know who these people are, like TikTokers or famous YouTuber scandals, but it's just like, just the way the videos are done, it's like so like entertaining to watch that I'll just like watch them. And there was one specifically about how like Jared Leto's insane, and like I didn't know any of this. Like, I feel like it's kept under wraps.
Well, it's because he keeps it under wraps usually, and he's got like he's got a very intense like following.
Like, he has some sort of camp. I remember that was in the video. All these people, like fans of the band 30 Seconds to Mars, pay to go to his special camp.
Yeah, they do.
On some island or something.
And I think they have to wear like all white too or something. It's like, it's very strange.
And I actually liked him on House of Gucci. He played the crazy uncle, the like bigger guy, and I didn't know that was him until later.
Well, the thing is too, is like he is like a decent actor. Like, he does a good
frustrating. Job. You can't be a good actor and be a terrible person. That can't work.
Yeah.
No, it does. But yeah, that's annoying.
It does work, unfortunately. But
anyway. So that's enough of Jared Leto. actually feel like I heard someone pronounce his last name like different, and now I don't know. Whatever.
I think it's Leto. I think it's
That's how I think it is too. Okay. Okay, so back to this guy, Pelle Olin. When he, and this is where I indicated a self-harm warning. While performing on stage, he would self-harm and slashed his arm so badly that people sitting or standing or whatever dark black metal people did, mosh pitting, I don't know, whoever was doing whatever in the front row was splattered with blood. And some of the fans who are known to be hardcore were, like, so grossed out or upset by this scene that they actually ended up leaving. He would cut himself at parties, and his friends responded by putting handcuffs on him so he couldn't hurt himself. He drank excessively, and this seemed to only make matters worse. At one point, his friends dropped him off in front of a police station because they were worried about what would happen, and they figured that'd be the best spot to leave him. But things only got worse, and in April of 1991, he actually ended up killing himself. He slit his wrists and shot himself. Arzeth found his body and decided to take some pictures of the corpse. And this disgusted people in their group, and as a result, someone left the band because they were so disturbed by this. And it was at this point that things got even darker. So Arzeth started a record label called Death Like Silence and opened a record store called Helvetti. This was seen as a mecca for fans of the band Mayhem. He became a cult-like figure and thought of himself so highly he thought he controlled the black metal scene. But not everyone was a fan of him. Some disliked him so much that they talked about getting rid of him permanently. The attention lifted from Arzeth, and apparently people decided that burning churches would be the next fun thing to do to show off their rebellion. So on June 6, 1992, a church was burned down. Varg Vikernes was suspected of it, but was found not guilty in court. And more churches continued to get burned down. Then on August 21st, 1992, Bard Ethun, known as Faust the Drummer Emperor, stabbed a man 37 times to death after he was sexually propositioned to in Lilyhammer's Olympic Park. He told Arzeth and Vikernes, and the next day, the three of them decided to burn down Holmenkollen Chapel. The trend grew, and even copycats decided to burn different churches as a result. Varg Vikernes gave an interview under his alias Count Grishnok, saying, quote, "Our purpose is to spread fear and evil." And the following day, he was arrested. On June 6, 1992, Fantofstav Church in Bergen was burned down. And later, Vikernes was found not guilty in court. Apparently, he got out of it by saying that they burnt down a Christian church that was built on top of a pagan holy site. So yeah, 3 a.m. on August 10th, 1993... Vikernes went to Arzeth's apartment. Apparently, Vikernes was getting fed up with, like, the cult-like following that Arzeth had grown. And apparently he owed him money, like royalties for music. And apparently he had actually threatened to kill Vikernes. So in May 1994, he was found guilty of murder and three church burnings and was sentenced to 21 years in prison. And at that point, Norwegian black metal was no longer associated with music, but with being a murderous cult. Apparently, Vikernes, after this, has never shown any sign of remorse for the murder, and he has called this film slanderous garbage.
Oh, and he's also an anti-Semite and was upset that he was being portrayed by a Jewish actor.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
For, like, one band to go through, that is a lot.
Mm. Oh, so it does say most of the bands are going strong. Dolk's band Camphor is going to release a new album. Oh, and I think I heard somewhere that Vikernes is going to be let out of prison?
Well, it's been, like, what, almost 30 years? 28 years?
Oh, and he's known as a neo-Nazi, I guess. Hmm.
Wow, that is just...
Yeah, so I was like, as I was writing this stuff, I was like, why? Mm-hmm. Why?
That's, yeah, I can see now why you wanted to push it to Tuesday instead of last night.
Yeah.
That's a lot for any band to go through. Also, like, I've never heard of this type of metal before.
Mm-hmm.
But I have listened to, like, kind of, like, hard, like, heavy metal and that. So I know it can, like, amass, like, a big following. But if I liked a band and I found out that they would, like, what did you say? Like, he brought, like, a dead animal or something?
Mm-hmm. He would bring a dead bird to rehearsal.
That is weird. And then also, like, you find a dead body and you take photos
of it. And he would, like, mutilate himself on stage. Yeah, that's a little much. That's
far. That's a little far for me. Also, the fact that, like, it would cause people to, like, throw up. Or, like, yeah. Pass out. It's a little much for me. But, yeah. I've never heard of that type of music. I'll have to look into it.
No.
Now I'm curious. I'm just curious to be, like... Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, no words. Not what I was expecting. At all. So, good job. Good pick.
I also didn't realize there were so many kinds of metal. Because Dave was explaining this to me before. And I was like, I don't know. When I think of heavy metal, I think of Metallica. And Dave responds with, that's not heavy metal. That's like heavy rock. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I do not like heavy metal music or whatever.
Yeah. It's just... Maybe I listen to more like heavy Metallica. I have to be in the mood, though, to like listen to it.
Yeah.
So.
That's the story of that. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Oi with a Tarot already. Release new episodes every Thursday. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and everywhere else you find podcasts. You can follow and like our posts on Facebook and Instagram, Oi with a Tarot already and Oi with a Tarot already podcast. If you want to write to us, our email is oiwithatarotalready@gmail.com.
And we will see you all next week.
Bye.